Half past eight on Radio Nova. Over to Bob with the latest news headlines.
Thanks, Declan. After yesterday's ferocious Israeli bombardment of West Beirut, international pressure continues to build up on Israel to agree to another ceasefire, and fighting between the two sides resumed this morning. Here at home, the big four banks have announced the details of their cuts in interest rates, and the building societies will meet early next week to consider the effect of these changes on home loans. The Garda Representative Association has said it will oppose any government moves to freeze public sector. Maximum temperatures this afternoon around 19 or 20 Celsius. Winds north to northeasterly, light to moderate force 2 to 4. The northwest of England, after a dull start, there should be bright or sunny intervals developing, but thundery showers, some heavy and prolonged, are also likely. Be very warm and humid there. Maximum temperatures 23 degrees, winds light and variable, force 2 to 3. Looking at the papers, yet again, folks, it's all about money on the front pages of our morning papers. Money many public sector employees won't get, and money the banks have agreed not to get from many of those who won't get more money from their employers in the public sector, etc., etc., etc. Pay backlash, says the Independent. Unions to draw up action plan to fight pay freeze, the Times. And more constructively in the press, public pay peace bid. McSherry to meet unions on freeze, referring to the efforts to be made to head off the threatened industrial action by 150,000 public sector workers over the pay freeze. The Independent gives us the annual income figures of post office raiders. Post office raids total now at £500,000. No pay freeze there. And the Independent tells us that these figures were published only hours after the Postmasters Union had sought an urgent meeting with the Minister for Justice, Mr. Doherty, in an effort to prepare a plan to end the robberies, which culminated recently in the robbery at Donnycarney, in which the sub-postmaster, Mr. Bobby Belton, was killed. All of the financial news pushed most of the other stories off the front pages, relegating such events, except in the Times, as the Beirut crisis escalation to minor coverage. But fair play to the Indo, they do give us front page news of another win by Paul Dara at the Dublin Horse Show.
Well done.
Yes, and they tell us he's in the lead for the Best Individual Rider Award. But how come we get a picture of some other bod leaping over a fence and not the bold Paul? Anyway, if you're very rich, there's not much on the front pages to interest you today. Can you come back tomorrow? And you can come back right now, Declan.
Thank you. So I won't be working at them anyway. 27 minutes to 9 and news in full at 9.
The best music on Radio Nova.